Welcome to this spotlight interview with Bridges Library System and Angela Meyer. Angela, I'm so glad you are here. You have such, I mean, we all know about books. As soon as you say library, you know books.
Yes.
You know you can check those out. But there are so many great services. You're technically the coordinator of youth and inclusive services at Bridges Library System. And tell me about the Library Memory Project.
Sure. Thank you so much for having me today. And the Library Memory Project is an initiative of the Bridges Library System, and it consists of 17 libraries across Waukesha and Jefferson counties that offer memory cafes for people living with memory loss as well as their care partners.
A memory cafe?
Mm-hmm.
What exactly is a memory cafe?
Sure. So memory cafes actually started in the Netherlands in the late 1990s, and they were actually called the Alzheimer's cafes. Over time, they've come to the United States, and we call them memory cafes here. And they're really a social outing for people to get out of the house, have fun with other people that might be going through a similar situation. We host ours at the library primarily. And it's really just a fun social time to get together with other people.
So it's for anyone, caregivers or people starting to experience memory loss or fully in Alzheimer's and diagnosed?
Correct. So it's for people who, you know, are concerned about their memory. Maybe they have a memory loss diagnosis from their provider. We encourage family and close friends to come with their loved one because it's really a shared experience.
Yeah, I would say especially for caretakers to also be able to, support each other, because no one wants to feel like a burden, and everybody wants to feel helpful. So to be able to exchange those stories and build that social circle, and I think that's a great, great idea. What happens at a typical memory cafe? Is it just kind of sitting around and socializing, or are there more organized activities?
I would say it's loosely structured.
Yeah.
So they're about an hour and a half long, and we allow people to come in and kind of, you know, get a name tag, sit down with other people. Sometimes we have, you know, an icebreaker. We have fidgets on the table and puzzles and simple word searches kind of to ease that anxiety as you're coming into maybe a new space for you. We usually do an activity that lasts between 30 and 45 minutes, and they really vary. Last week, I went to one on flower arranging, and that was amazing. We all got to take home a floral bouquet, and it was led by Wilkie's Floral out of Elm Grove. So that was just amazing. So you'll get a variety of different activities, whether it's music or learning about animals or, you know, just kind of creating a new art project.
That's great because I guess I just figured, okay, we'll talk. Maybe we'll talk about books, you know, but to know that you're actually doing a creative activity, and especially hearing how impactful music can be for people with memory loss and those types of challenges. And are all the memory cafes, are they the same, or they have different characteristics? Can you kind of shop around and go,
sure. Yes, we have 5 opportunities per month that people can go to. And I say come to as many as you can fit on your bingo card, basically.
Well, yeah, that's 17 different libraries.
Yes, yes.
That's
and so they
variety.
Take turns offering them. So 1 month it might be at the Brookfield Public Library, and then the next month it'll be over at the Menominee Falls Library. And people typically move from location to location. Library that is a little bit more unique is Waukesha Public Library, and they do host a memory cafe every single month.
That's great. And so I'm charmed by this idea. When I found out you and I were going to talk about this, Angela, I'm really excited because this seems like such a meaningful and useful service that I think a lot of people with a library card wouldn't have thought of, that they could get this at the Bridges Library System. But what do you hear from people who are actually participating in the memory cafes?
They absolutely love it. People tell us that they often only get out of the house to go to doctor's appointments. And so this is one outing that they really look forward to. And I can tell you that we've only had to cancel a handful of memory cafes in the 11 years that we've had them due to weather or the pandemic. So for the most part, we always hold these memory cafes because people truly look forward to them, because this is where they are meeting new friends, making connections, and really just being a part of the community.
I hadn't thought of that when you are getting more isolated and maybe self-conscious about knowing that you're getting memory loss, that you aren't going out as much and you are just going to the doctor. So to have this to be an activity that you're looking forward to, that's a that's a service in itself.
Yes. And we also have our Aging and Disability Resource Center representatives there. They're our dementia care specialists. And they come to nearly every memory cafe to offer support and resources to the people who are attending. So people don't even have to pick up a phone to make a call to the ADRC to find out what resources are available. They can literally walk up to that specialist and say, hey, my mom's having trouble with this, and get the answer.
And it's absolutely free.
Yes, every single one of these cafes are free.
So how can someone attend a memory cafe?
The easiest way to find our schedule is on our website, which is librarymemoryproject.org. Go ahead and view the schedule there. You're more than welcome to come to a memory cafe to check it out as a caregiver if you want to just see if maybe this might be a fit for your loved one. We encourage you to attend and just kind of check it out. And then, of course, bring your loved one.
Thanks for being so welcoming. Because I do think that's also a hurdle. It's like, oh, I don't know. Will I stand out? Will they try and make me sit down and do something? You're just like, oh, no, you're checking it out. Just come on in.
Yep. Yep.
That is wonderful. Librarymemoryproject.org. And Bridges Library System, Jefferson and Waukesha counties, do you have to be a resident to participate?
No, you don't. We welcome everybody to come in. We have people from all over coming to our memory cafes because they're a unique offering and people are craving this social interaction.
I would say this is obviously a need that you identified and it's successful and people keep coming.
Yes.
She is Angela Meyer. She is the coordinator of youth and inclusive services at Bridges Library System. Thank you so much. And one more time, the best way to get involved with the Library Memory Project, that website
is librarymemoryproject.org.
Thank you so much for all that you do for our community.
Thank you.
And next Spotlight interview, May is almost here. That first Saturday in May, it's a reason to party at St. Kate the Arts Hotel. Get down in Derby. Your invitation to the Kentucky Derby party at St. Kate. How you can sip mint juleps and win prizes. Next on What's on Tap.